finger pointing. When I think back to my wedding day, I remember the wind, but not its chill, though I know we felt it. The photographs capture us willing our shoulders to relax down. I remember Sing shouting my vows over the gusts, surprising everyone who thought me only capable of whispering. I remember the sun cutting through the lake like a torch. And then there was the way the anger floated down on a feather, so soft and light and breaking. When my youngest sister was small, she was put in speech therapy. Words turned to water in her body. Every time she reached for the language she needed, it slipped through her grasp. She had only sound to make loud. One morning, before I left for elementary school, Erica couldn't remember how to say cup. She pulled a chair into the center of the kitchen, climbed atop, and screamed. Her whole body went stiff, like a hollow straw. My grandmother tried to talk her down, but I'd already learned words wouldn't work here. My sister's voice was noise that filled the space of a house made empty by a fleeing father who scattered the rest of what was left of us. 1,500 miles away from where I'm seated with my foot propped up on my other knee, my mom's cell phone must beep or buzz or ring to alert her to an incoming text. When she opens the message, she sees a photograph, a finger pointing at the top of a foot. My finger pointing at a specific, very painful place on the top of my foot. Underneath the picture, I've typed, "It hurts here. What is it?" I've described the kind of pain, sharp, debilitating, when it occurs, just walking, not even running, and my Google-informed diagnosis, stress fracture. She laughs, not at my pain, but at the text from her almost 30-year-old daughter, the oldest of her four. As a nurse, she gets this type of request for diagnoses frequently from all her grown children. Images of random places on our bodies, where somewhere, underneath the skin, we feel pain. She'll reply to suggest it's tendonitis. I'm not surprised when a second text lights up my screen. Rest. I'm not good at this. It's likely the reason I'm in this situation. I noticed the start of this pain more than a week ago. If I'd stopped then, maybe I'd be fine now. As a child, I had an aptitude for the balance beam. When the ground beneath me was stable, I could dance across it. My world now spins. Trying to figure out when to stop and when to push feels like navigating a slack line. The boundary between alleviation and aggravation moves as unpredictably, at least to me. My body slips one way, the world slides another. It cannot be fixed.